Imagine confidently planning your entire life around what will make you happy, only to discover your brain has been systematically misleading you all along. This is the unsettling premise of stumbling on happiness. Our minds, remarkable as they are, consistently fail at predicting what will bring us joy. We envision futures where a new job, relationship, or achievement will transform our lives, yet research shows we're shockingly bad at forecasting our emotional reactions. Why do lottery winners return to baseline happiness within months? Why do people paralyzed in accidents often report similar life satisfaction as before their injury? The answers lie in the peculiar ways our brains construct, remember, and imagine experiences, mechanisms that evolve for survival but frequently lead us astray in our pursuit of happiness. Humans possess a unique superpower, mental time travel. While squirrels bury nuts for winter based on instinct, only humans mentally project into distant futures and pasts. Our brains function as anticipation machines, constantly making predictions. Though all animals engage in nexting, anticipating what happens next moment, only humans contemplate scenarios years away, an ability that emerged with our frontal lobe development. The issue isn't our inability to think about the future, it's that we can't stop. About 12% of our daily thoughts concern future events. We anticipate pleasures and prepare through fear casts that minimize impact when bad things happen. This need for control has been fundamental to our psychology since infancy. Our brains perform a remarkable compression trick, reducing vast experiences to a few critical threads rather than storing complete memories. When recalling something, our brains don't retrieve full memories, but fabricate most details, creating an illusion of completeness. Studies show volunteers misremembering yield signs as stop signs when questioned later. This filling in affects both memory and perception. The blind spot where our optic nerve connects to the retina should create a hole in our vision, but our brain fills this gap. Our brain is a very good organ, but a very bad wizard. Our perceptions blend what we see with what we already think, feel, know, want, and believe. Consider conjoined twins Lori and Reba Schappel, joined at the forehead since birth. Despite what most would consider an unimaginable existence, they're genuinely happy and joyful. When offered surgical separation, they refuse, asking why anyone would ruin two perfectly good lives. Research shows this desire to remain together is practically universal among communicating conjoined twins, contradicting medical experts who often insist on separation. This disconnect reveals something fundamental about happiness. Either the twins are mistaken about their own happiness, or everyone else is mistaken about what happiness means. The word happiness encompasses three different concepts: emotional happiness, a subjective feeling, moral happiness, virtue or life well lived, and judgmental happiness, approval rather than feeling. Emotional happiness is the most basic form, a subjective state definable only by pointing to its causes or comparing it to other feelings. When comparing subjective experiences, we face a fundamental problem. We can't have both simultaneously. Our memories of experiences are notoriously unreliable. In one study, only 73% of people could identify a color swatch they'd seen just 30 seconds earlier. We reduce rich, multidimensional experiences to simple words like happy, because storing complete experiential films would be impractical. When imagining the future, our brains construct detailed mental pictures we treat as accurate rather than fabricated. Asked to imagine spaghetti for dinner tomorrow, our brain fills in countless details that influence our predicted enjoyment, yet we rarely acknowledge these are assumptions. We struggle to process absences, easily noticing the presence of features but not their absence, similar to pigeons that learn to peck at illuminated levers but not unilluminated ones. Events appear less detailed when distant in time, just as objects appear less detailed when physically far away. We imagine distant future events abstractly, focusing on why, but near future events concretely, focusing on how. This explains why we eagerly commit to babysitting next month as an act of love, but regret it when the detail-laden reality arrives. Futurist books from the 1950s reveal more about their era than the future they predicted. They envisioned atomic kitchens and rocket cars while missing actual social changes like men carrying babies and women with briefcases. Throughout history, experts consistently underestimated innovation. Lord Kelvin declared flying machines impossible, and even Wilbur Wright thought human flight was 50 years away. Our brains fill memory gaps with present-day material. College students believe they've always held their current political views, and couples misremember past feelings to match present ones. People recall thinking what they now think. When imagining objects like penguins, our visual cortex activates, the same region used when actually seeing them. Similarly, imagining sounds activates the auditory cortex. When envisioning future events, our brain's emotional centers respond to these simulations, giving us a pre-feel of potential emotions. While we can distinguish between real vision and mental imagery, we often confuse real feelings with pre-feelings, mistakenly attributing current emotions to imagined future scenarios. Research contradicts the belief that traumas inevitably devastate us. Most bereaved people experience sadness without developing chronic depression. Despite over half of Americans experiencing trauma, only a small percentage develop post-traumatic pathology. Many trauma survivors even report life enhancement from their experiences. We consistently overestimate negative events' impact. Able-bodied people underestimate disabled people's happiness, and healthy individuals imagine 83 illness states as worse than death, yet those with these conditions rarely choose suicide. Our psychological immune system maintains a crucial balance, defending against unhappiness without complete delusion. We need both reality and illusion. Pure reality would leave us depressed, while complete illusion would render us unable to navigate the world. Our perspective is tinted just enough to motivate while allowing sufficient clarity to function. While practice improves most skills, it rarely enhances our ability to predict future happiness. We repeatedly expect new acquisitions to bring joy when previous ones didn't. This paradox stems from memory's editing process. Memory rewrites our experiences with each recall, favoring unusual moments and endings over common occurrences. The most reliable solution is consulting others who've already had experiences we're contemplating. Studies show that using others' actual experiences produces more accurate predictions than imagination. This surrogation method bypasses imagination's three major flaws. It includes features we'd overlook, isn't influenced by our current feelings, and accounts for psychological adaptation. Despite its accuracy, we typically reject surrogation. Most people consider themselves above average in intelligence, driving ability, and ethics, seeing themselves not just as better, but fundamentally different from others. The path to happiness may lie not in better imagination, but in greater humility. Recognizing that despite our uniqueness, our emotional responses to experiences are remarkably similar to others. By embracing this shared humanity rather than insisting on our exceptionalism, we can move more confidently toward happiness.